Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, 10:03 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Let's talk some Rockets basketball. Let's go. What you think about this series? I haven't seen series odds on it. Let's get series odds and see how big a favorite. Have you seen it yet, though? No? We got to see how big a favorite the Lakers are over there. Make no mistake about it. Playoff series exact result. Oh, well, they don't have the Rockets in here. They've got the Heat and Nuggets. Okay. We got to figure NBA championship odds. Now, where are the Rockets after their win? They are less. You're going to think less of them now than you did. Do you think less of the Rockets now than you did before the playoffs started?
You're asking the wrong guy. I didn't think much of them to begin with. Yeah. I think odds makers will. Bettors will.
I've got Lakers are plus. They're the favorite. Plus 240. The Clippers are plus 250. The Celtics are next at plus 425. The Heat are next at plus 550. And then it's Bucks at 750, Rockets 1200, which means if you bet 100, you win 1200.
Yeah.
12-1.
That seems reasonable considering what we've seen from them. They didn't look very championship worthy in a series that they were favored in. They got taken to the last seconds, by a team who, as we looked at it, looked very, very limited in what they could do, because as much as we talk about the Rockets not having much movement, the Thunder are, at least the Rockets made them into this because of all the switching they do, a one-on-one team who had to have their guys beat guys and drive and kick and stuff, but there wasn't a lot of off-ball movement for them either.
No, it was all one-on-one. You had to beat your guy.
Yeah, and it helped the Rockets that in their defense that at times the Thunder had two guys who weren't offensive threats. Lu Dort became that over the last couple games. He made some shots in game two, but he also, I mean, game five or game six, but he also drove to the bucket for a couple of layups as well. And then he found his shot in game seven. But having Steven Adams on the floor helped the Rockets. So, I mean, that series was an entertaining one because of the length and how it ended. But I don't think anyone looks at the Rockets and says to themselves, man, They're going to give the Lakers issues. But as we've seen, and we will continue to point out until the Lakers prove otherwise, they weren't a great matchup for the Lakers. The Rockets did things and made the Lakers uncomfortable. Now in a playoff series, when you can drill down, will things change? If you're the Laker fans, you have to hope so, because yeah, the Rockets beat them. I think the stat came up on TV and I hadn't noticed it when I was going through the schedule of the games. The Rockets were the only team to beat the Lakers twice by double digits.
Yeah, I think it's a good matchup for the Rockets.
It is.
They have played well against them. Now, it's a different deal in the playoffs.
And I think the Lakers' variance with their two stars is drastically different from the Rockets' two stars. I don't expect – I mean, AD struggled in game one against the Blazers. But I don't expect LeBron and AD to have these huge peaks and valleys. I think they'll be consistent in that 30-point range, or LeBron will control the game with assists and rebounds. There's a high variance for the Rockets in the performance. That would scare me the most.
Yeah. No, that is true. 713-780-3776 if you want to come in here. Luke wants to talk about me. Okay.
He's not up completely yet. I'm not sure what's going on out there, but we'll get to Luke as soon as
we'll get to him in a minute. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5. Rockets win. In an ugly, ugly finish. It could not have been any uglier. And James, you know what? James, you got to give it up to him playing that defense the way he did at the end.
Yeah,
he came up with the big play.
We talk about that one block, but he also had a block on Schroeder. The Rockets' interior defense, despite their lack of size, either made Schroeder miss layups throughout that fourth quarter or block shots. They were good.
Schroeder was what, 5 of 17? He was bad.
Yeah, and multiple times were layups around the rim. And
yeah,
he would miss and then raise his arms in the air, much like Eric Gordon does and asking for a foul, but he missed multiple bunnies around the rim, and then the one we point to is Chris Paul's about turns out it was like a 7-foot jumper that he missed. The Rockets were fortunate in some regards, and they play good defense in others. We talked about taking the Thunder in a close game. The Rockets finally won one. Mm-hmm. I guess you talk about it. At some point, you were the Thunder going to go 4-0 in close games against you? They almost did, but you would have to say you were eventually going to get one.
Well, right. I mean, they win during the regular season. They won 2 out of 3 close games, so they had won all three here.
Yeah, at some
point, so they were bound to. And the Rockets win close games too.
They have.
Yeah.
They had just, but they have on multiple occasions just looked god awful. Even in wins, they just don't look like they handle it well. I mean, sometimes it's a last second shot that they lose to. Like we remember the Kings hit them with one, and it's happened before. But I mean, they just look woefully unup to the moment, whether it be turnovers or bad shots. And
you can't play sloppy like that and beat the Lakers. You just can't.
No. I mean, because you have a great closer on the other side.
Nope. Let's get Luke in here. What up, Luke?
What's up, guys? Congrats to the Rockets. But, John, first of all, props to you for defending Wendy's honor versus that PCA live troll account yesterday.
Did you see that, John?
Yeah. I replied to
it. I saw it. I thought, huh. I saw because our one of our producers here, Tyler Scott, goes, ooh, John's going to throw shade for that.
Well, he's actually apologized. I don't know if you saw.
I didn't see that.
He wrote a long apology.
Why did he? What was the issue?
That's not good enough, John.
No.
That's not good enough, man.
You like angry,
there's
John,
only one
Luke?
Way to sell this, John.
No, let the, I'm going to let the
that guy.
You know
that
what?
Guy, he, that he, troll wins. Wendy leaves ABC 13. You win, ABC 13 gets the rights to that Twitter account. And you know what that means? More money for Mickey!
He wants you to fight that guy.
He does want me to fight that guy.
So
that guy came back at me. So he...
Tell the people what it was.
This police chase alert
live. Yes.
Police chase alert. And there was a police chase yesterday. And Channel 13 had the helicopter out there. And the helicopter kept going in and out. They had transmission issues out of the helicopter, not at the station. So the dude was all pissed off, and he said, you know, he was pissed off because he loves, you know, he loves police chases. Which,
well, they're entertaining, but I don't know if I would create a whole Twitter account.
I don't know if I would, you know, base my life around it.
No.
But okay. And he said, Channel 13, you suck, and Wendy, go to hell.
That's a little harsh.
Yeah. And I told him, I said, that's pretty brave of you. Huh?
How did you see it initially? Because of what Tyler tweeted?
People retweeted it to me. Okay. Hey, John. Hey, John.
Hey, look at this.
Hey, John, look at this. And so I answered him. I told him, you know, that's pretty brave. Why don't you come and tell the man face to face? Instead of behind your keyboard telling a woman to go to hell. And then he replied something like, that's sexist. You can't. If we could tell a man to go to hell, we could tell a woman to go to hell.
Yeah, but
and that's all you got to do. If you come up to me, man, I got my PC-12. What is that?
Is that a weapon?
I guess it is. I guess it's a kind of gun because then I can defend. I can finally use it against an attacker. And I was like, what a puss.
What is a PC-12? Huh.
Is it PG-12?
I didn't see what
PC-12.
Because a PC-12 is a plane.
DC-12.
Well, it was in your tweet. Thing. I don't know what he said.
I know. I don't kind of want to go back and look at it.
So how did this all end?
Well, and then after he said that, I didn't even reply because I'm just going to mute the dude.
Uh-huh.
But apparently then he sent out a long apology.
Maybe it's because he threatened you.
Someone I know knows Wendy Granato, and I'm way out of line here.
You are.
That bro. She's wonderful and all blah, blah, blah.
So you told a person to go to hell because there is a technical issue?
Yeah.
That seems like an overreaction. Does he just live for police chases? And he got screwed out of one, so he was upset?
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Huh.
Yeah. So, I mean, and you, that's what you live for. I mean, I was going to attack that way, but I just like, he's just not worth it. My wife was like, she was pissed that I even answered him.
She doesn't want
to. She said, I'm a big girl. I can handle it. You know, by the way, I don't give a rat's ass.
Yeah, I imagine that would have been her response.
Yeah.
He insulted her a little bit.
He got a little out of order himself.
I understand the motivation. That is kind of something you have to thread kind of nicely or whatever I'm looking for. When somebody steps up, or not even steps up, but says something like that to someone you care about, particularly in these times when it's about a woman, and the woman who has gained a measure of, I don't know, prominence, she goes, hey, I can handle my own. But then you're the husband going, you don't talk about my wife like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that.
Right. No. Well, he gotta step up for my wife.
Yeah, and it's kind of the predictable thing where Wendy would go, bro, come on.
Really?
I'm not bothered by this. What are you doing?
Why are you?
Yeah, I get it. But yeah, I saw that and Tyler quote tweeted and goes, whoa, what is this about? And I was like, over a police chase? That really wasn't in her control at all?
Yeah. But, oh well.
It's over.
Yeah.
Apologies were made.
Yeah, he made an apology.
Because someone he knew. Imagine that. You got some context and realized you were out of line. Imagine how that works.
Dude's got almost 32,000 followers.
Well, police chases, people love him. So if he's tweeting about him all the time and putting out videos, I get why he might have a following. But if I didn't know you, I wouldn't have any idea who the station manager at a news station was.
Mm-hmm.
So he must be really locked in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 713-780-3776, 1014. ESPN 97.5. Come on in. 713. And then we got Throw Shade Thursday coming up at the bottom of the hour, so don't go anywhere.
Loot and Raid Rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back. 1017 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Is this Eric Wong?
It's likely, but I didn't.
Okay, well, let's just hear what Eric Wong wants to talk about today. Hey, Eric Wong.
Hey, guys. What do you think about Clowney going to the Cowboys? And when you mean big girl, does she have, like, curves and the nice booty?
What big girl are you talking about?
No, she's not a little girl. Hey, Eric.
Who are you talking? Who's that fake woman in the background?
No, I said,
Eric?
My wife said I'm a big girl. Okay. I can take it.
I got you. Yeah. No, stop it, Eric. No one cares. Do we have to really answer the Clowney Cowboy thing? I don't think anyone cares.
I thought he was going to go to the. I thought that was done. He was going to the Ravens, and
that's
then
what
nothing,
we heard.
And then not. I thought, you know, Clowney. What are you doing? What was a list? There's a list of guys now.
Devontae Freeman is still out there.
Logan Ryan just signed.
I think he signed this week.
I just saw a tweet this morning. No.
Yeah, he's with the Giants.
He did?
Yeah, he's with the Giants.
Oh, maybe Field Yates just put it out this morning. That
maybe he's misinformed. Because, he signed a couple days ago with the Giants.
Oh. This was August 31st, Childish Del Tuve. Oh.
Yeah, right before he signed.
Yeah, right before he signed. Devontae Freeman, Earl Thomas, Snacks Harrison. Come on, Childish Del Tuve. In August 31st, tweet.
Fake news,
Childish Del Tuve.
I mean, I feel like the Earl Thomas one seems like but despite the fake news, Earl Thomas and Jadeveon Clowney, two Pro Bowl defenders, and one's an All-Pro, a former All-Pro, available. And we heard the initial stuff about Earl Thomas going to the Cowboys, but since then, have we heard anything about a contract being close?
Nope.
These are two guys who very well could not be on rosters to start the year. And the year, by year, I mean, well, at least a week from today, the NFL season starts, and then a week from Sunday, all the other teams will play. Do you think either one of them is on a roster?
Thomas or Clowney? No.
No.
Nope.
Because I imagine both are going to still looking for long-term deals, while an NFL team who's signing either one probably thinks they're close to winning. And if they think they're close to winning, how much salary cap space do they actually have? I guess we thought the Ravens would have quite a bit, and that deal didn't get done. I don't see long-term deals for either one, even if they do sign. I see a one-year one-off for each. Because if the Cowboys think they're really good and they sign Thomas – when you still have Dak that you have to pay? Are you going to give Earl Thomas a long-term deal while you still haven't given Dak one?
No. No. Earl Thomas is going to have to take whatever he can get right now, though, huh?
Yeah, and we haven't got final word on whether he's going to get all his Baltimore money, right? We haven't seen where that's going because there was some talk of them filing something where they wouldn't have to pay him.
Well, that was, actions that probably in his contract that say, we don't have to pay you if you punch a teammate in the face.
Yeah, I don't know if it's expressly written, but there's probably something along those lines.
Yeah. Actions that are not in the best interest.
Detrimental?
Yeah, detrimental. Detrimental.
You think punching a teammate in the face is detrimental?
Yes, that's detrimental to the whole team.
I don't know. It depends on what the teammate said. Or did.
Or did.
We don't know.
You don't.
Maybe he deserved it.
I'm not going to. Well, you're right. I'm jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, you have no idea.
I got to stay out of Earl Thomas' pocket.
Earl Thomas is a guy, when I look at, he makes great decisions. Like, why wouldn't you want to have your brother around when you're doing stuff like that? By the way, I got a text from someone about, not necessarily Earl Thomas, but he texted me about some of the things he has done. And I said, well, at least you didn't have sex with your brother in the room. He goes, oh, I've done worse.
Oh,
I was like, what?
No.
I was like, me and you are playing different games.
Mm-mm.
I've never been in that game.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You're playing football, probably playing basketball. Those are different games you're playing. But to the original caller, and by that I mean Eric Wong, I don't care about Clowney going to the Cowboys, but I haven't heard anything about it. It's been silent.
No, then stop already with the Cowboys. We don't give a rat's ass, Eric, about the Cowboys.
We really don't.
No, really. I'm not. It's not fake. We don't care about the Cowboys.
I wasn't born here. I don't have the same issues with Dallas that other people have. But even I don't care what happens to the Cowboys. Who cares?
No.
They didn't make the playoffs last year.
They suck.
They're meh.
This organization, they haven't won.
Pay Dak, don't pay Dak. Who
cares? They haven't won since 95. They suck. Stop already. We can stop talking about them. Well, this is an interesting tweet from Zach Randolph. Zach Randolph. Barstool Sports says, Zach Randolph had to get something off his chest. Zach Randolph, I married a hoe. Wow.
Well, when you take some time and evaluate your life, it's nice to be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What did this girl do? I won't call her a woman do. I don't know her. I'm not going to call her a hoe.
Fawn Drake. She seems to be a very attractive young lady.
Ooh, his most recent tweet is fake news, hacked account.
Oh, is it?
So, well, that's what he says. But who knows? Maybe he said, hey, Zach, maybe don't call her a hoe. And he deleted it and said it was hacked.
Of course he was hacked. Of course he was hacked. Somebody got into. So they wanted to ruin. It's a conspiracy to ruin Zach Randolph's marriage.
A retired basketball player's marriage.
Who does? I mean, because you know what? I mean, that's something that it's on a lot of people's mind. Is Zach Randolph happily married? Let's do something about that.
Let's do something to ruin that for him.
To ruin that for him. So let's hack his account, and hopefully this will split those two up. Hopefully that'll happen.
Oh, you aren't concerned about the Fawn Drake Zach Randolph relationship?
No, I'm not. But apparently somebody is because they hacked Zach Randolph.
That's a good cover for you pretending like you didn't hack his account. I'm not.
I can't even tweet my own. How am I going to hack?
You just got into a back and forth with a guy who insulted your wife. I'm not going to believe anything you say now. You were able to do that.
No, I was able to do that. You're right.
Fawn Drake, not a hoe, according to Zach Randolph, who said his account was hacked.
No, he didn't put not a hoe.
Someone said through a hacked his account, said she was, so I'm assuming Zach is saying.
Zach is going to say, no, Fawn's not a hoe.
No, hacked account.
Good for Zach. Hey, joining us right now is Suzanne Hobbs, Director of Communications with Boomer Naturals. Let's talk a little Boomer Naturals with Suzanne. Hey, Suzanne.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. Hello from Las Vegas.
Hello from Las Vegas. You know, I've been talking about Boomer Naturals for over a month now, and I got to tell you, because we've seen those paper ones that pull. And here's the thing with me, Suzanne, is they're too small, and they pull your ears forward, so I look a little like Dumbo. So that's bothersome.
A good look.
And then I got my Boomer Naturals, and they're adjustable. I actually have to take that. You have a little thing on there. I took it off, and I wear it, and it fits perfect.
Very good. Yeah, no, that's what's really great about the masks, you know, and this is something that I never thought I would be talking about face masks on radio interviews, but it's what we have to do right now to do our part. And you need a mask that has a good fit. And those ones that you throw away all the time are very wasteful, but also not as protective as something like ours that has three layers enhanced with this nano silver that really is going to block those drops and particles. So if you want protection, it really matters that you wear a good mask.
Well, and it does. And we've talked about that, and I've been talking about that and how protective it is. And you're dumb if you wear a mask that's not protecting you. So why are you even wearing it? So, yeah. But you guys have got lab test results. So what do they prove?
Yeah, really exciting. So we have done some lab testing. We've actually done two different lab tests, one out of Vietnam, where these masks are made, because they have made PPEs and masks for the United States for decades. We are now bringing them here to consumers. But also we've done some lab testing out of Illinois at Accugen Laboratories just a few weeks ago, and that shows that ours are 99.9% antimicrobial. And that means that viruses and bacteria, you know, things will not live on those masks. And that's a really big deal, is you want something that's going to really protect you.
Oh, I guess. And it's a big word, like antimicrobial.
So serious.
Yeah. No, that's that means you're serious now. And you know what? Here, because my partner said he read something, neck gaiters don't work. Well, I told him, oh, really? Does it have nano silver technology? Because the neck gaiters at Boomer Naturals has nano silver technology.
Yes. And it's a great point, is that there's been some knocking on those neck gaiters. But yeah, it's just cloth. And cloth does very little good. It's better than nothing. But when you have that nano silver, it's going to kill and block those drops and particles from either getting into your nose and mouth or from you expelling when you're speaking. Those masks are going to help protect others from you as well. So it works both directions as well. So, yeah, we have great neck gaiters. Our masks are in six different sizes available at your local CVS pharmacy, which is also a really exciting thing, is that CVS has looked at many different mask companies across the country in recent months, and they chose us to be their premier mask company in CVS. You can also still get them at BoomerNaturals.com, but if you need a mask today and you need something in different sizes, one that'll fit you, go to CVS and ask for Boomer Nano Silver Mask.
Now, how about that? Now, BoomerNaturals.com, you put in promo code Granato, because we got a little competition here of whose promo code is going to be used the most, and I'm sure it's mine. But if you do go to CVS, when you guys are counting up how many you sold at CVS, just assume that they were mine, that I sent those people there. All right,
we'll,
Suzanne?
We'll give you credit.
Okay. BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. Promo code Granato. Suzanne, thanks so much. We love Boomer Naturals. Thanks for being here.
Hey, you bet. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right. So if you didn't remember, it is Throw Shade Thursday. So, did someone wrong you in some way, shape, or form? Did someone? Did they hurt you? Did they hurt your feelings? Did they? I don't know. Cut in front of you while driving? Did they sleep with your wife? I don't know. Whatever it is, and you have shade to throw at them. 713-780-3776. 713-780-377. It happens once a week, people. This is your time to shine. Man, we've gotten more calls this week than I think we've ever had.
I mean, I've noticed that when we drill down on a particular player, people will call in. Like, the Harden stuff is always going to be a thing. If we just talk, oh, well, there's a game that was on.
Right.
People aren't going to do that. A game seven will change that, but
right.
We talk about a particular player and topic. People like to give their stuff on that. So we appreciate everyone chiming in.
Yeah.
And
no, that was fun.
Call in. Yeah, it's fun when you guys call us as opposed to tweet us images, art. So call in more. We'd love to hear from you. And the Rocks are still in the playoffs. We got a game one tomorrow.
So throw shade. Ready? 713-780-3776. You ready to throw some shade?
Let's throw some shade. This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVIN.com.
All right. We're filling it up. 713-780-3776. Anthony knew it was Throw Shade Thursday. He's in first. Hey, Anthony.
All right, before I get to my shade, I want to say thank you, John and Lance, for slapping Lance's brisket out of James Harden's hand at the end of the game so he wouldn't choke on not playing defense. My shade. I want to throw shade at both sides, like Donald Trump said. There's good people on both sides, or there's also horrible bad people on both sides. Whether where you're looking at, if you don't listen to each other, then this is what we have. Riots, police killings, violence, people not listening to broadcasts, people only watching Fox News, people only watching CNN. I'm a black guy. I have white people in my family, and of course, black people in my family, and they both just argue at the dinner table, and me and my wife just walk out because you got to listen to each other. If two people are yelling, nothing gets solved. If two people are calmly, intelligently listening to each other, that's how the world changes.
So wait a minute.
Y'all be blessed.
You got white people and black people in your family, and they go at it at the dinner table. Which side are the white people taking?
Well, the weird thing is the black people are saying, oh, it's not a big deal. And the white people are saying, like, no, it is.
That's what I thought.
Because my side of family.
That's what I thought. I thought it would be a little reverse deal going on there. That's what absolutely what I thought was going to happen. That's funny, Anthony. He threw some shade, Del.
Yeah. I mean, you can't. There's nothing to refute other than just say.
I throw some, make some shade.
I think the big takeaway is stay away from your family.
Yeah. Wow. That's not the takeaway.
For me, it is. Stay away from people who are family, because all they do is cause trouble.
They do cause trouble, especially if you've got white and black in your family.
I just pretty much have black people in my family, and they cause
problems. Enough. That's enough of a problem.
That's enough. Why would I want to add a different race?
And the racial strife.
Yeah.
All right. Lazy J, what up, buddy?
What's going on, Johnny G, R.I.P. Raheel? Damn. Hey, buddy, got a question for you. Hey, man, did you see the VMAs with Doja Cat? You think what she was wearing and how she looks, you think the black people are going to accept her now?
I don't feel like explaining the Doja Cat thing to people, but no. She needs to stay out of chat rooms. She's got a problem.
You.
Yeah.
Got you. My quick shade this week is going to be to Corona. Man, I just found out I got Corona, so I'm 14 days quarantined, and all I did was go to work, come home, didn't go to any restaurants, didn't go to any clubs, just stayed home and still got Corona. So, man, F Corona, man.
I think we
all agree, F Corona.
He did sound a little congested.
He did.
Yeah. Thought it was just trash-ass phone. Turns out you got Corona.
La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, bring back Raheezy. Delvincito!
Para tres,
gentlemen. Good morning. Hey, speedy recovery to Lazy J. I know he's a HIV positive. I mean, Corona positive, but you make a speedy recovery, man. Also, RIP to my homeboy, Big Corey, man. We miss you, buddy. But here's my shade, man. I want to throw some shade at the Athletics, the A's, the Oakland A's. Man, y'all want to talk about y'all COVID positive and y'all want to take the test. Y'all don't want to get swept by the Astros because y'all being little punk bitches over there. Don't want to get swept. And also, man, Jose Altuve, bro. Hey, what's going on? Hey, bring back the buzzer, bro. We need you. All right? Shade, throw them.
Make some shade.
Yeah, we do. We kind of need them. We do. And, yeah, the A's are bitches. The other Eric wants to get in here. What do you say, other Eric?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Bring back Raheezy. Hey, shade thrown to DirecTV. I'm a pipeliner. I was in a hotel in Three Rivers, Texas. It blacked out Game 7 on ESPN DirecTV. You're in my sights. So then I go over to my Spectrum account on online. They had ESPN blacked out. I ended up having to search around the internet until I went to Reddit and found a link to the game. Shade thrown at DirecTV, shade thrown at any of these cable companies that try to get money out of you for a Game 7, shade thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Greed. Agreed. It is just greed. That's all it is. Underrated mess. What up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I want to throw some shade. My little brother just caught his chick from 7 years cheating on him with his best friend. So for dudes, we're idiots. We're expected to cheat, but for a woman to do this, I know this was thought out and emotional. So I'm just going to call her a coward for not sitting down and just telling him that she wanted to move on. And for homeboy John that won't answer his phone, please let me run into you, dude. I want to see you about that life. Appreciate it. Shade thrown.
Throw some, make some shade.
Ooh. Wow. Seems like some problems.
Yeah, I don't know who John is. But
I don't either. But
I guess watch yourself, buddy.
Me too.
I got two shades this week. Trash ass dumpster dude Scott Foster trying to make them with calls from halfway across the court, and you still didn't beat us. Trash ass refs, that's one. The second one is in my DM. We bet 300 big ones on the game yesterday. I bet on the Rockets. Next day I come to collect. All of a sudden he's on vacation. Huh? You think I'm going to forget? I'm going to catch you next week. Shade thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been doing this for a little bit now, and I am, my proudest contribution is the fact that trash ass is now a thing plenty of people say on this show, whether it's directed at Lance or just other things. It's my greatest contribution.
It is. It really kind of is. Let's. Is it Jay? Jay, what's going on?
What's up? What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good.
So, man, I want to throw some shade at the school districts who won't hire me as a second or third grade. I put it on my resume since I've been homeschooling my kids. Shade thrown, man. Shade thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Look, I don't want to refute his shade because that's the rule. But I don't know if just being a, you know, being a homeschool teacher to your kids is enough. At least, is that enough? Because I think you have to go to school, get a degree, and qualify, take a test. I don't know if you've done that, Jay.
Well, we don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know that.
We don't know that. But if he does, is homeschool enough experience for some schools anyway?
That's the other thing. Maybe you have to be in a classroom for a little bit as an assistant. I don't know.
Yeah. Because your kids at home, you can give them a fresh one if they, you know, miss an answer or something.
You can, I mean, I'm out. I don't want to, I don't even want to dance around what you just said. I'm out.
Let's get Daniel in here. Daniel, throw some shade.
Yeah, I want to throw some shade at the trash-ass Rockets for not covering the 5.5. That's it.
That's it.
Throw some, make some shade.
Well, that did hurt. 5.5 was a lot to be given in a Game 7.
Yeah, we talked.
The under was the play.
Yeah, we talked about it, and wrong on my end, because I thought the way the Rockets were going to win was in blowout fashion, where the 5.5 wasn't going to be an issue. Turns out, it was close, and the Thunder had shots to win, but the Rockets found a way. So, yeah, if you had them at 5.5, sorry about it.
Yeah.
But if you're a Rocket fan in general, be a little upset because they didn't cover, but also feel good you've got another game to bet on Friday.
Yeah, but do you bet on them after they disappointed, just disappointing and lost your money? And oh, by the way, they better be getting some points against the Lakers.
I didn't say you had to bet on the Rockets. I just said you had another game to bet on.
Oh, you said you bet on them. But no. I don't know. Who do you like in game one?
What's the number?
It's not out yet.
I don't know who I like then.
Yeah. Well, let's say it's Lakers 5.
All that rest, the Rockets coming off an emotional. I think I take the Lakers.
It's probably going to be 6 or 6.5, I would think.
Maybe I'm
we'll see what the number
yeah,
is.
We'll see.
Now it's getting tougher. Ryan, throw some shade.
Hey, what's up? What's up, fellas? I want to throw some shade at being hungover, man. It's just getting worse as I'm getting older. Also, being divorced kind of sucks. So shade at that, too. So y'all can be easy.
Well, make some shade.
I think there's a direct correlation, isn't there? You're getting drunk more because you don't have a wife to tell you not to go out and get drunk.
Or maybe he's getting drunk because the love of his life left him.
Yeah, that could be
it
too.
I don't know.
I would be distraught, but I would be going out all the time and therefore being hungover a lot more.
But you have access to the CBD shaman affect your ability to drink and at least make you feel better?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with alcohol. But I do have
the other stuff.
Cheers.
Cheers. You do have cheers.
I got cheers.
Hey, Ryan, get some cheers.
Ryan, I'm going to throw some shade at you. We told you about cheers for a long time.
Yeah.
Take two cheers before you go to bed, baby.
You'll feel a lot better. I don't know from personal experience, but I have a drunkard that I work with, and he tells me all the time.
Yeah.
Cheers makes him feel better.
Yes. All right, last one, Alfredo. Alfredo, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Yeah, I'm still heated from this morning, man, because I just can't get over it, dude. Like, you're not an airline. You don't have to depart that you're not. You don't have to let us know that you're departing from sport. We don't care. We don't give a damn. If you don't like what the NBA is saying, you don't like what the MLB is saying, you don't like what the NHL is saying, turn it off. Be done. Or EAD. Honestly, we don't care either way. Shade throw.
That was a
throw
John.
Some, make some shade.
From way early in the show.
John early this morning was pissed. The first call about the game was that the announcers were talking about Black Lives Matter or whatever.
Yeah, and if you are, if that bothered you, you were looking for it because some people might have been bothered. I'm not going to pretend like they weren't, but it was a game seven. It was a fleeting story that they told about Russell Westbrook. I mean, it's a game seven. I mean, how long did that actually play a part in the broadcast? But whatever. That's John's MO.
That wasn't Black Lives Matter. That was the Tulsa.
The Tulsa thing. And he said, all white people are bad. That's kind of what he got off. It was one aside in a game seven.
Because Russell Westbrook is making a documentary about it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But if you are locked into sports in a game seven and that's what you care about, it was a 30-second thing in a serious deciding game. How could it have affected you that much?
Yeah. It's game seven.
Exactly.
But John doesn't like John's.
We know he doesn't like sports. Yeah. We get it.
But you know what he needs to do? Chill. And you know what Coors Light is made to do? Chill.
Mm-hmm.
It was born in the Rockies in 1978. And it's the world's most refreshing beer. They're obsessed with cold at Coors Light because you can see there's no other beer that you could tell just by looking at the can if it's cold or not. But when the can turns blue, when the mountains turn blue, you know your beer is cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. The perfect temperature for maximum refreshment. For me, Coors Light is the official beer of golf that'll be happening today. And there will be Coors Lights aplenty. There will be golf. And it's the official beer of golf. And it's the official beer of poker for me as well. It's the official beer of, I don't know, every day for me. But that's just me. You make it whatever the official beer is for you. And it's Texas Chill, baby. Grab 12 ounces of chill. Grab 16 ounces of chill. Grab a 12-pack, 144 ounces of chill. Keeping Texas Chill, Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. News of the weird. Apparently, this is a bad thing. A dad spent his daughter's college fund on his new wife's business idea. One girl, absolutely furious with her father, she went and blew $30,000 that was saved for her college fund on a business idea that her stepmother had.
That's right out of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like the gold-digging stepmom screws the daughter from the first marriage out of her money. What was the business?
Took $30,000. He figured he said the daughter was... turns out Reddit had some strong opinion on the topic. And her business was dumb.
So we don't know what the business is.
No, we can't. No, it doesn't say what the business was. Doesn't say what it was.
Is there any justification for that, John, as a father?
Not really.
you have saved $30K, which is a nice start. Unfortunately, it's only a start to a college fund.
And I think it came from her dead mom's the insurance that she had saved.
From the life insurance?
Life insurance.
That's an insult to injury.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a bad dad.
That's a pair. That's not a good.
That's a bad dad. She, and I don't know, but if the new stepmom allowed for that to happen, she probably doesn't have a great relationship with the daughter. Because you would think as a woman entering that child's life, you want to take care of her. You want to be her. You can't be her mom, but you want to be a mom figure. You would have said, how about we don't do this? But if you're accepting the money, you probably don't have a great relationship with the daughter if you're taking that money.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, nah. It was probably a dumb idea.
Yeah.
A female Kentucky judge is looking for a job. She is found guilty of multiple misconduct charges. Apparently, she was accused of having sex and drinking alcohol inside a courthouse. Inside the courthouse. She was forcing.
Forcing?
Well, here was the deal. She forced a court employee to resign so she could hire an alleged sexual partner, identified as Stephen Penrose. She then engaged in sexual activity with Penrose and one of her secretaries inside a courthouse office during work hours, and allowed him to spend his shifts playing his guitar, singing in his office, and drinking alcoholic beverages. And apparently, she also, if you didn't submit, she retaliated against those who denied her sex or refused to contribute to her 2013 campaign by delaying their cases, including some that involved abused children.
So she would see defendants, and if she found them attractive,
I think the lawyers for the defendants.
The lawyers had to have sex with her?
Apparently. Yeah, she wouldn't take their. She would delay their cases.
I mean, I don't. I guess it's equality because you expect that out of a dude. Like you gave a dude power, particularly in that situation. You just assume that at some point some guy was going to try to take advantage of
it. I'm still trying to figure out what the misconduct was.
See, you don't think I don't know. See,
I mean, the dude was just playing a guitar, drinking some beers.
But what about the other
and having sex?
She hired someone without merit specifically because she found him to be a wanted sexual partner. You don't see an issue with that?
Well, I'm sure the person that she fired to take so
yeah,
he could
that
come
person
in,
had an issue.
Well, I'm sure she can find another job somewhere.
But should she have lost her job because the judge wanted to have sex with someone?
You know what? I'm not going to judge.
The judge.
I'm not going to judge.
The judge
here
just couldn't have sex with a guitar playing dude without firing the employee.
Well, she wanted, but the dude needed some money too. So
so you don't find it a little off?
I just find this judge is actually someone I can.
Don't say it.
I like. I kind of like this judge.
Well, you don't know what she looks like, so how can you really like her? This is that. I'm just using your theory. Doesn't it matter what she looks like?
That is true.
Yeah, you don't know what she looks like.
That is true. But I like her style. I'm going to use my job to get as much as I can.
You know how I know you don't have any.
How'd she become a judge, by the way?
Well, how does any we've seen dudes abuse their power. Mm-hmm. We asked the question, how did you find your way into that position? I guess some women are just the same.
Hmm.
Equality, John.
Yeah.
Equality.
Oh, no.
When it comes to creepiness.
A 19-year-old Floridian woman arrested. She pulled her pants down and urinated in front of a cop car. However, she made matters worse on her way to jail when she allegedly offered to perform a sex act on a patrolman in exchange for her jewel e-cigarette.
I guess she wasn't in that town we talked about where that's not they don't want that to be a crime anymore.
Right.
Propositioning police.
In
Tacawama.
Tacawanda.
Yeah.
Tonawanda.
Yes. Apparently not in that town.
No, this is not. This is in Leesburg, Florida. And they don't have that law where you can offer sex acts to a patrolman.
And the patrolman's allowed to accept it.
Right. But he just can't.
He can't proposition.
Right.
He can't be the judge from the previous story.
Correct. Right. She appeared to be heavily intoxicated. Well, no, duh.
Is there a picture?
She's peeing right by your squad.
Is there a picture of her?
Yeah. She looks disheveled, but she.
So if you were the.
She actually isn't bad looking.
So if you are plenty of caveats. Single, don't know Wendy exists. If you're the patrolman, since you've now seen a picture, I don't know what she looks like. Would you have accepted the offer?
If I was single?
All the caveats. Single, not with anyone. Don't know who Wendy is.
I got to see the rest of her. That's all I can see is her face.
Okay. Well, I should have asked that question after you've got a good look at her.
Right.
Yes.
You've seen the signs, the big billboards, drive sober or get pulled over?
Yeah.
Have you ever crashed into one because you were drunk?
I don't drink, so well, no.
22-year-old Florida resident, he was arrested after 12:30 a.m. He drove right into the drive sober or get pulled over sign.
The guy is drunk.
Yeah, the guy was drunk. Yeah.
It's an appropriate story for Florida and really for a 22-year-old. As bad as driving drunk is, I expect it from a 22-year-old Floridian man. That's the least shocking and crazy story out of Florida you've given us in the last couple years.
Master P is launching his own food brand called Uncle P's. It's going to replace Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's.
So he's making syrup and rice?
He's making white rice, and I don't see the syrup, but apparently, oh yeah, syrup. Well, Aunt Jemima pancake mix.
So do we have do we know what the white image rice will be?
Huh?
Is he going to be?
It's his face.
Does he have
got shades on?
Does he have braids or gold teeth? What do we see? That's been part of his look. I don't know currently, but in the past, back in the early 2000s. So it's been a while.
He's just got shades on is all I see. And he's got Master P on his shirt. It looks like a chef's outfit, but in black. But it's black and not white. A chef's, you know, what shirts they wear.
Master P, not only American, not only a rapper and a mogul and an entrepreneur. I wouldn't be against buying Master P brand anything. I just need a review from someone first. If it's a good pancake mix, I'm in. I don't care who's on it.
The white rice is Louisiana seasoned, too.
Oh, that makes it better.
That makes it better.
Yeah,
Louisiana seasoning makes everything
better. Yeah, he's a Louisiana guy.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Get you some Uncle P's.
When is it coming out?
I have no idea. Don't really care because the press box is next right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.